Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, it's Elliot Dank, Manisha Tang and Ryan Hwang taking us into the bigger picture. It's a bit of everything this morning, but we've got some breaking news.
I've just seen a flash. The Aussie dollar on the slide this morning, the unemployment rate has come in at 5.3% there. That's higher than expected, though, of the 5.2%. That will be something that will be in focus.
But it's interesting because we're coming off the back of new record highs on Wall Street, Ryan. It seems that despite all this COVID-19 worries, things are looking a little bit on the up.
Yeah, so it is interesting because we've been hearing reports of how Apple's supply chain has been disrupted and he's looking out for a weaker demand in China, and that will mean its sales targets are going to be missed in the current quarter. Burberry also warning that it's not going to be making great business in this current quarter. So despite all that, and of course, this is still developing, we might see still ripple effects down the road. Investors are still quite optimistic in what's happening in the markets, and we are seeing record highs week after week. So it seems they are quite optimistic that the outbreak situation is going to be short-lived. And I guess a big question is this going to be sustainable, all these rallies? And to get a bigger picture, I've got Jeff Ng. He is the Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. Morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Always good to hear from you. Jeff, I want to kick things off with what's happening in the markets first. There was this huge move by the Japanese yen. It dropped by nearly 1.4% overnight. And now the dollar-yen reading is at around 111.17. So nearly nine-month low. Jeff, what's driving such a strong move in the Japanese currency?
Well, if we look at the fundamentals, look at the Q4 GDP numbers for both Japan and the US, the US continued to outperform with 2.1% Q-on-Q gain, seasonally adjusted, of course. But if you look at the Japan economy, I think it was badly affected by the sales tax hike, falling 6.3% annualized. That compares with the last time when they raised the sales tax hike as well in 2014, where they had a 7.4% kind of contraction. So overall, I think it still looks like the U.S. economy is outperforming, which is still causing a lot of U.S. dollar strength. And at the same time, if you look at the flows, you've seen the U.S. stock markets continue at record highs compared to that of Japan. So yeah, I think both the fundamentals as well as the flows do indicate that there's going to be still continued dollar strength and yen weakness, at least in the near term.
Hey, Jeff, what's your take on what's happening in the markets? I'm seeing record numbers every week, and we also get some negative news now and then about the COVID-19 outbreak, disrupting supply chains, and earnings in the coming quarters might be affected. How does this square for you when you see this bit of disconnect?
Yes, I think the impact will be very much divergent and more concentrated in Asia compared to that in the US, because I think a lot of the cases on the COVID-19 outbreak has been centered in China as well as parts of Asia that are neighbors with China, or even, for instance, economies like Singapore, which has strong linkages with China. So near-term-wise, I think the impact mostly is in Asia. Unfortunately, I think this also means that Asia, which is the global growth engine for now, will also be a bit of the impacted, and I think that causes other economies, especially, for instance, those in Europe, to be a bit more vulnerable as their exports suffer.
All right, Jeff, one of the things we've been noticing is the yen is facing quite a few headwinds. And with this risk appetite coming back, there's this theory that the Japanese yen maybe is losing its status as a safe haven currency. What's your take, especially when you look at what's happening in Japan? You've got the possibility of a recession coming, and of course, the economy is not doing well, and we've seen the exports of cars also dropping. So all this in the background, does this take away anything from the yen as a safe haven currency?
Indeed, because I think a lot of the market expectations has been yen strengthening on the back of this COVID-19 outbreak risk aversion. But so far, we have seen yen weaknesses. And I think the kind of risk aversion has translated to other currencies like the dollar and the franc, the Swiss franc. Mm-hmm. So it does reduce a little bit of the yen's appeal given the soft domestic fundamentals in Japan, given that the economy is still looking to recover after the sales tax hike. I think the Olympics may help to boost a bit from the increased tourist expenditure, providing that, for instance, that the COVID-19 outbreak passes by then and the Olympics go as planned.
Yeah, hopefully things turn around by then. We're chatting with Jeff Ng. He is the Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. Jeff, turning our attention to back home, markets yesterday in Singapore snapped a four-day losing streak. So I think we got a bit of a boost from the stimulus measures that people were digesting from Budget 2020. What's your takeaway from what you saw, and what are some of the top winners and losers for you?
Well, looking at the budget, it looks like a very well-balanced one, because what we've seen is almost announcing two budgets at the same time, one to tackle the near-term challenges, as well as still looking at the long-term ahead. Markets were a little bit disappointed because I think they were looking more towards the near-term measures, but overall, it still looks like Singapore wants to balance both the near-term as well as the long-term, talking a lot about the environmental and climate challenges and how to alleviate them. Overall, I think I see that the budget is pretty much broad and comprehensive, and I think it still provides most segments of businesses as well as society with some degree of support, tapping on the past surpluses from previous years. So I think the broad winners from the budget, for instance, will be particularly most businesses, especially the smaller and medium enterprises and various groups of Singaporean workers, as well as the sectors that are directly impacted by the COVID-19 outbreak, such as tourism and retail.
All right, Jeff, I like your title of the report, Aspirin Against the Virus. looking at what's in store for the Sing dollar, right? What are you looking at in terms of weakness? How weak can it go this year, especially when you look at how other central banks in Asia are also cutting rates? Indonesia today set to cut rates. The Chinese central bank also doing a bit of stimulus measures on its rates as well. What's your take on where the Sing dollar is heading for 2020?
Yes, I think on the back of what we've talked about in terms of the dollar strength, the Sing dollar still looks pretty much vulnerable. So looking at it, it still looks like there's still a lot of risk for the Sing dollar to weaken to levels like 1.4 or 1.41. For the time being, I still see some degree of resistance against that. But yesterday, a key resistance level was broken in 1.3942. So I think that may indicate slight momentum towards 1.4 in the near term. Over the medium term, I will still expect, for instance, the Sing dollar to be a bit more stabilized, especially when the COVID-19 outbreak starts to fade, and then other economies start to catch up with the U.S. outperformance, both in terms of fundamentals as well as the sentiments. So that may mean some return, but that's maybe more towards the second half of the year. So near term wise, it's still pretty much bearish on the Sing dollar for now.
All right, look out for levels of 1.41. Right now, we're at around 1.394. We've been chatting with Jeff Ng. He is the Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. Jeff, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.